Hello, how's everybody doing? It's so good to see you today. My name is Dr. Lisa, and we are live today in our podcast. I want to welcome everybody here at my podcast. You will be able to get everything you need concerning your tips and tools that's going to help guide you, help your mind stronger. It's going to help give you wisdom. We're going to give you the tips and tools about relationships. Also, you'll be able to understand more about Holy Spirit. I want you to know that you are somebody. I want you to know that you are worthy. I want to encourage you to know that you are worthy of being loved. I don't care what somebody just told you a second ago. You are beautiful, you are amazing, and you are worthy. Today, we're going to be talking about narcissistic abuse concerning relationships. Now, click the link in my bio before we get started. I wanted to tell you, go ahead and click the link in my bio. That way, you can go ahead and schedule your appointment with me, or you can visit my website, www.xdrlisa.org. I am also taking students into our Healing Betrayal and Rejection Program. Everything is centered around narcissistic behavior and also dealing with anybody that had emotional trauma from a bad breakup, anybody that dealt with abandonment or rejection in a relationship, whether you are dating or you're single now, or if you are in a current marriage, or let's say that you got divorced or you're separated, but you have experienced some type of narcissistic abuse or just any type of physical or mental abuse. I am now taking students inside of that program. All you have to do is click the link. It's www.askdrlisa.org. I would love to see you. We only have a few seats available. They have been filling up really, really fast. Hallelujah. I'm excited to see you. So let's get started. Let's talk about what happens when you are dealing with the abuse of a narcissistic person. Now, usually these are people that are self-centered. They don't care about nobody but themselves. But when the relationship ends, everything you thought that would happen in the future, it ends, which is really hurtful. Your dreams of loving this one special person and being loved by them, it vanishes. All of a sudden, it's gone. And it seems like they don't really care. Can you relate? Your dreams, your expectations that you would care and support each other through is now gone. You know, when you're having a difficult day, you always be like, you know what? I know I can call such and such on the phone. He's going to be there for me. You know, I can go home to him. He's going to be there for me. But usually those narcissistic people, they have issues and they really can't be there for themselves. And so they drain you. You put your all in and all of a sudden all the excitement is gone. Your dreams of security is gone. Your dreams of caring is gone. Your dreams of excitement in the relationships is gone. And your idea of a family have totally disappeared. I was married to a man that was a narcissist, and he was horrible. He used to always act like he cared about me. He would hug me, kiss me every day consistently as he was going to work and also when he came home. And let me tell you, he didn't mean it. And you always know when they don't mean it, when it's time for you to need them to show you some type of affection, or if you need a shoulder to cry on, or if you need them to stand up for you. Your hurt increases over time by different levels of repercussions in different areas of your life that this person has caused you. Your financial situation may change. Your career may be negatively impacted. Additionally, you may lose friends and people that you considered family. And it can also cause you to feel embarrassed and ashamed. But each additional consequence of the initial event complicates the feelings involved. The additional hurts that these people cause you, it makes it more difficult to release the past and for you to move on. No wonder it is so hard to let go. It's very difficult. Let's talk about how in these abusive relationships, how they can have an impact on your identity, that all of a sudden you lose yourself. And I want you to understand that you are not the only person. There are billions of women all over the world that has experienced this. I myself have experienced this. I've also mentored and coached. Also have had several ladies as my students over the years. I've coached over 15,000 women throughout the years. And it is a process, but I want you to know that healing is available to you. Deliverance is available to you. You may have felt comfortable with yourself at one time, but when abuse, physical and mental abuse, takes place from a narcissist, all of a sudden, everything goes out the window. Suddenly, everything you thought you knew about yourself has been shattered. The ending of relationships, it is difficult. Ugly words are said. Accusations are thrown around. If you were in an emotionally abusive relationship, you have to sort through what that person has said about you and what you believe to be true. Because you know that you're amazing. Everybody has some flaws. Nobody's perfect. You're amazing. You're lovable. You're intelligent. You're smart. But these people come in and they make you think that they're going to marry you. Let's say you're single. They say they're going to marry you. They lie to you and they just string you along. All of a sudden now, all of your dreams are gone out the window. Some of you have had small dreams, such as traveling out of town or starting a family. Some of you have had dreams of starting a business with these people. But every relationship or every activity that you enter into with these people, you have had a dream attached to it. It may have been, you know, just to travel and meet your family or, you know, planning a nice wedding. It didn't have to be extravagant. Let's speak to the married people, the ladies who are married. If you married a narcissist person, then there's times when your dreams have been shattered by the days consistently. They may have told you, you know, by the end of this week, for example, we have a person that's in our program that her spouse always lies and says every week that they're going to do this, they're going to do that. But recently, he said that they were going to go on a cruise. I don't know what tickets he showed her, but she told us he showed her some tickets. And when the day arrived, he totally forgot. She was packed his suitcase and everything. When he got back home, he said, "What is this?" And so she said, we're off to the airport. And he said, "What are you talking about?" So I'm giving you this example because she had a dream to take this nice trip with him, with her husband. And all of a sudden, the dream was no more. So she lost that capability of being able to travel because he lied. And so I want to encourage you to click the link in the show notes, visit my website, and schedule your appointment so that we can talk. Some people require that they don't really want anybody to know. Everything that we talk about, it is confidential. We don't release any information to your family or friends or to your spouse. Everything is done online and on the phone. Sometimes we do things via Zoom. But everything is confidential and our program works. And so you'll be able to be around other people in the community that have gone through some of the same situations, if not exactly. And so we are here to support you. And I want you to know that you are not to feel less than. There are so many women going to sleep, not being able to sleep really, really in peace because their heart is broken. And they are not being treated correctly. And so I want to encourage you to know that peace is yours. The Lord said that you are deserving of peace. We have to start setting boundaries. We have to start guarding our heart because God did not design us to be abused. He designed us to live a fruitful, abundant, happy life. And that is what he desires for us. And so I'm excited to have you join our program. Hallelujah. We're accepting a few more students. And The price is, it's on sale. It's only $99. Can you believe that? Oh my goodness. That is our holiday sale. It is $99. Click the link. You don't want to miss it. It is our transformational course. You're going to be able to heal from emotional trauma, heal from betrayal and rejection, heal from a bad breakup. You are going to learn so many different strategies and exercises we're going to go over. You're going to learn different things that's going to help you to let the pain go. You're going to be able to wake up happier. You're going to be able to breathe freely. You're going to be able to speak more boldly. You're not going to be afraid to express your thoughts and your feelings. And you are going to know that you are amazing and you still have a future. Life is good. Life is wonderful. Yes, we all have bumps in the road, but life is good. Do not allow this person to trick you into the state of depression. If you are depressed, get on the phone with me so that I can pull you up out of there. I can talk with you. I can pray with you. Please visit the link, www.axdrlisa.org, but it's also in the show notes. I look so forward to talking to you soon. We are still accepting students. Somebody's typing in the chat live. Yes, Tanya. Thank you for joining. We are accepting students in our healing program. Hallelujah. When you go on the website, you'll see the link. All you have to do is click it, and it's going to instruct you where you'll be able to save your seat. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. We do talk live. Somebody's typing in a question. We do talk every week. Okay, y'all take care. Y'all share the episode, and I look forward to seeing you. Follow me on all social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. The link is in the show notes. And I will talk to you soon. I look so forward to seeing you. Take care. Love you. Bye-bye.